Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Easter is for children, which means it is for us. Not because of the candy and bunnies and egg hunts of the world, but because Easter is about baptism. And baptism is where we are born anew as children of God. St. Paul tells us that baptism unites us to Jesus' death and resurrection, to Good Friday, and to Easter, so that we might die with him to the life of sin, and also live with him the new life of grace. And so the church has always regarded Easter, and especially the Easter vigil, as the perfect time to have baptisms. And while we did not have any baptisms in our church this year, in the Easter vigil we did remember our baptism. And we rejoiced in the new life that God gave us then and continues to give us now. And so we rejoice like St. John did today when he proclaimed what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. And so we are. Children of God, loved by God, in the beginning, now, and forever. But if Easter is about baptism, then the weeks following Easter are about what that baptism means for us. How we live as children of God, and how we grow as children of God. Last week in the introit, we sang, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation. God desires us to be his children, but not to remain childish, but to grow up, to grow in faith, in love, and in righteousness, which doesn't mean growing away from God, but growing into him, that we be like him, like Father, like Son. This growth began for the disciples that first Easter night. For as Luke tells us, they are gathered together, talking, and when Jesus appears to them, they act, well, rather childish. Like the child who thinks there is a monster in the closet or under the bed, they thought they saw a ghost. But just as flesh and blood parents embrace their children and drive away their fears, so Jesus here in his flesh and blood embraces his children and bids them embrace him and drives away their fears. He is no ghost, but the Son of God who has conquered sin and death in his resurrection. But this, children need to learn, and their faith grow and cling to. And so Easter night, Jesus comes into their room and calms their fears. He is alive and with them, and so they have peace. But what Jesus does next is just as important as this first giving of peace. Luke tells us, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Like the parent who, after embracing her child, opens the closet to show him there is no monster there, or kneels and shows her that there is nothing under the bed. So Jesus next opens the scriptures to show his children the truth. The truth of his word. That what happened the past few days was no accident, no series of unfortunate events, and not things spinning out of control. But what had been prophesied and spoken all through the scriptures. How everything that had been written spoke of and pointed to him and his Easter work. And so Jesus opened the scriptures to them and filled their minds with the truth. He told them about the cross and about Isaac's burden of wood in Genesis. He told them about his supper and the flesh and blood of the lamb of the Passover in Exodus. He told them about his atonement for sin and the sacrifices in Leviticus. He told them about laying down his life for the life of the world, like Samson gave his life for the people in Judges. He told them about the hatred and villainy he and a former king of Israel received, David, even from their own people. He told them about being pierced from Zechariah as he showed them his hands and side. He told them how he was Isaiah's suffering servant. And with each story, each teaching, each shadow revealed, their fears were taken away and their faith increased. The monsters of uncertainty and ghosts of sin were taken away and replaced with the Word and Spirit of God. Oh, they were still children. They would always be children, just as we will always be. But they were learning. As they drank the pure spiritual milk of the Word. And growing up and into their salvation. Who was speaking to them. And not only informing them. But forming them. And that distinction is important. That the Word of God not only informs us, but also forms us. For being a child of God is not simply a matter of the head, but of the heart. Of life that is not just known, but lived. Perhaps we have too often put asunder these two things that God has joined together. For the Word of God became flesh and still does, as he now comes to us and lives in us and through us. And so we will live who we are, who we have been made. In our baptism. That's what John was getting at when he goes on to talk about the practice of sinning or the practice of righteousness. That is not simply a matter of knowing the difference between right and wrong or of willpower and determination to follow the law. It's a matter of being. That born anew As children of God, we no longer follow the false promises and lies of Satan, which is what sin is, but instead follow the true and sure promises of God and find our life in Him. Practicing righteousness by repenting of our sin, abiding in His forgiveness, and thus growing into Him. Do we always do that? No. We're children, after all. And we often act like children, just like the disciples. Being rebellious, wanting junk food instead of good food, thinking we know better than our Father, listening to and following other voices and the so-called wisdom of this world. And what happens is that our minds get all filled with that junk, with truths and half-truths and falsehoods and superstitions and fantasies and myths and legends and theories and all the latest fads and trends. And then our lives get all mixed up and filled with sins and hurts and struggles and wanderings. And we become such a mixed up jumble that Satan loves to manipulate, raising doubts, resurrecting fears, and putting monsters and skeletons back in our closets. So how good to know that our Savior continues to come to us in the night of sin with the light of His grace and give us exactly what we need. Himself. Still chasing our monsters and forgiving our sins and giving us peace. He opens our minds and cleans out the junk and fills them with His word of truth. He opens our hearts and cleans out the junk and fills them with His love. He opens our mouths and puts into them the good food that we need, His own body and blood, to feed us and strengthen us as His children. That if we have acted in ignorance and unbelief, if we have rebelled and followed our own ways, if we have doubted and went along with the ways of the world, that we do so no more. But do as Peter preached in his sermon shortly after Easter, and as we heard in the reading from Acts, that we repent and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Mark those words well. That our refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. He doesn't just send it. He comes and brings it. He Himself comes to us to comfort us, forgive us, embrace us, heal us, baptize us, feed us, teach us, and keep us. He does this through means, through people and things, through ministry and word and sacraments. But through these people and things, it is no ghost, but our Lord Himself. The Good Shepherd caring for His sheep. The Father loving His children. Our Savior brother with us still. And so, beloved, as St. John told us, we are God's children now. His baptismal promise and faithfulness is sure. What He has given to us, He will not take back. What He has done for us, He will not undo. And what He has promised, He will deliver. So let us not fear. But grow up in our salvation. growing into our Savior. Let us taste and see that the Lord is good. And let us abide in Him who is alive for us. For yes, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And He is here for us. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.